This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is a foursome. Been trying to figure out what your hat is, EB.
This, it's a Puma golf hat. Okay. It's like a little birdie in a golf club, I think.
Yeah.
I just like it because it's white and it fits my head okay, to be honest with you.
I think I could have had 100 guesses. I wouldn't have known that it was Puma. Does it say Puma somewhere on there?
I think on the inside. Yeah.
Good advertising.
And I don't know that I would have known that that was a golf club.
I'm not convinced it is, but that's Gates, what I... That's
you,
what
did
I,
you know that that was... Like,
is?
It almost looks like
it's
hockey a stick.
It's a birdie, like, holding a golf club, like, in its feet, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It fit my head, and it was cheap, and I like white hats, and I get them all dirty fast. So I run through them.
Yeah.
They're hard. I can't keep anything white clean. I have this beautiful white jacket on, that and I just cleaned it, and I have...
Somehow I had
blue something on here. I had dirt all over my arms. Like 3 days of traveling. And I don't know how people wear white.
Hopefully blue Slurpee. Blue raspberry Slurpee.
I haven't had one of those cakes in years.
It's been a while. I haven't had one either.
JP. We went to this steakhouse. It's a famous steakhouse. And I think it's a chain. But it's a famous one in Illinois. I don't know if it's called... People from that area will know. It's called like Dixon's or... Denison's or something. I don't know what the hell it is. And it was one of those steakhouses where it's like $90 for a steak. You know what I mean? It's right. Like outrageous.
You get a petite filet for $65.
You want to get the cream spinach. It's like $18 for the day. You know what I mean? It's one of those where you're spending $600 for four people, which is what we did. We did one night of that. They had desserts. They were the world's biggest desserts. They're walking by, and I had no desire for it, but my guys couldn't stop staring at them. It was like they saw Diggles. Mm. They're walking around with these ice cream things. They're like this big, these slices of ice cream with macadamia and chocolate and caramel.
It's a lot.
And it's just like dripping off the sides.
Yeah.
And they're just walking around with these things. Of course, we ended up getting one and sharing it. We maybe got through a third of it.
You guys all had your spoons in there together?
But I thought of you because they had hurt the carrot cake. I know you're a carrot... Don't you like carrot cake?
It's not my top seed, but I really love...
But I literally like the carrot cake.
I love the carrot cake.
Yeah, I love carrot cake.
I love the carrot cake from the palm, which Brett challenged me to eat. Remember when we went to the Palm?
I do remember.
Which Super Bowl was that?
Who knows?
Anyway, we went to a Super Bowl, or maybe it was some sort of event. I think it was a Super Bowl because we saw the guys from Fox.
At the Palm? That was in Dallas.
It was in Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we were in Dallas, so we went to the Palm, and we had a full meal.
Remember the weather was terrible?
Yeah.
And drinking beers and everything. Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson were there, and then Brett challenged me to finish the whole Palm carrot cake.
You can't do it, JP, I bet.
I couldn't do it.
It's a lot.
I could have it, and I prepped myself.
I mean, you can't finish
and not
a whole...
just like it's had impossible. Apps and everything we had. We had a huge meal.
You can't finish a full dessert after you've had bread, apps,
steak,
beer, liquor. I mean, it's just too much.
So many sides.
You could die.
Really? I ate like 3/4 of it, but
I thought of you.
That was
like,
a dub for him.
Even JP, there's no way he finishes.
Is it like an ice cream sundae?
It's kind of like an ice cream cake. They called it like a, you might, if you could look it up, or maybe people from the Chicago area know, it's called like a turtle or something, a big turtle, or I don't know what the hell it is. And it's literally this high, this thick, right? And it's just ice cream, chocolate. I guess there were some macadamia nuts in there. Caramel. The bottom just had hot fudge everywhere.
Sounds
I mean, it was
good.
Ridiculous. It took a lady, though, like a special, almost like a cheese sommelier or wine sommelier or whatever. Yep. She was an expert at cutting.
Ah.
She came out there with her special knife. She cut us, you know, our pieces. And they were massive. And there's no way anybody could finish it.
I sometimes wonder, what did I pass on to Kelsey? Right? She goes to NYU, gets a major in... double major, whatever, in finance and marketing, and is thriving. But then she becomes an influencer. And then I came to the realization, well, like on Friday, she's home for Dylan's graduation, which was on Thursday.
Congrats to Dylan.
And she said, hey, let's get together at Cold Stone. It's like, cool. She wants to hang out. No, I'm just content.
She wanted to film content.
Yeah. Got to watch her in action.
That's good.
But I think I passed that down to an extent. Like the love of cookies. You know, I've always been a cookie
sweet
guy.
Tooth,
that's one of her staples is crumble cookie. Like, is that happenstance? Or
when she does the crumble cookie bit, does Crumble pay her or no?
No.
They've never donated or paid her to do anything, to do a review?
I'm not sure if never is the case, but...
She should. She should definitely co. But then it's hard to be objective.
I think she does crumble cookie because it gets a lot of hits.
Yeah.
And they come out with new cookies.
My daughter is all over... And I mean...
I love those.
She's all over. It was crumble cookie. Now it's insomnia.
Yeah, insomnia.
She's all over insomnia.
Yeah, at some point.
They're both terrible for you.
Yeah.
It's like eating cancer, but it's great.
I mean, isn't the crumble cookie business plan going to crumble when people are like, I'm paying $35 for what, 5 cookies? I don't even know what the going rate is.
I mean, it's just 100,000% sugar. It's terrible.
I mean... But when my daughter has brought them home in the past, it's hard to stay away from.
It's crack. Yep.
You just take a little knife and cut a piece off.
And then you keep doing it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Until they're gone.
Right.
Yeah.
They started coming out with minis. So they always have the big ones, but it's almost like their version of sliders.
So when we go into a town now for volleyball, she's immediately searching for where the Insomnia Cookies locations are. They must be somewhat ubiquitous now. Because there was a bunch of them in Philly. Where are they based out of?
Don't know.
Now, I do believe they've paid Kelsey before.
Insomnia. Yeah. To do reviews.
But I'm not sure. But anyway, got to see that in action on Friday night as we were hanging out at Cold Stone. You get ice cream at Cold Stone, even if you get the small like it version.
Yeah.
I think that's like $6.95. Sure. It's expensive.
Can't you bump up to from like it to love it for like 50 cents.
Probably.
One of them is like a 1 cent or 50 cent difference. Well, I'm definitely going to get the one that's bigger for like a penny more. Why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know. Hey, music news over the weekend. Taylor Swift is regaining control of her music catalog 6 years after her old label, Big Machine Label Group, sold it to Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings. The singer announced the purchase in a letter to her fans on Friday, writing on her website, all the music I've ever made now belongs to me.
Do we have a price tag that she paid to get all the music? We don't know. Undisclosed sum. Had to be
it's
a big number.
It's got to be a dumb number.
It had to be just a massive number.
A source tells Rolling Stone that a previously reported price range of close to $600 million, which emerged when rumors of the sale first started circling, was highly inaccurate. So I don't know if it's less than that, if it's more than that, but she has her music back. Does that move you?
No.
Does that move me?
No.
Not really. I mean,
unless you brought that story up now, I would have forgotten that she lost her music, that she didn't have her music.
Right. I mean, you want
had no idea.
You want artists to have control over their own music. Like, that's, it seems like an innate thing, but I don't think she's an isolated case where if you're young, a lot of times you sign over those rights or you just sign a bad record.
I don't understand.
That happens all the time.
I don't understand the feud. I really don't get it. Because you sign a contract with a label, mm-hmm. right? The label owns your masters or owns your music for however many records, and then you own it after that. I don't understand why she's mad at Scooter Braun for buying the label and then owning her music. Like Odyssey, I believe owns your shows. Like you can't be mad at Odyssey. Because you work for the company and you can't put out old episodes of The Junkies and make money from it. Mm-hmm. It's not your property. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand her feud with Scooter. She signed the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. I don't understand why Swifties hate him so much.
Because she hates him.
I don't understand why she hates him. She signed the contract. Right? Am I stupid?
I don't quite understand it, but I haven't given it enough thought to ponder it. But I think the essence of what you're saying is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then she figured out a way around it. I don't understand why she's so mad at him.
Did he read?
Maybe just that she was trying to regain control after there was a sale of the company and they refused to give her an opportunity. And after all this time, she finally was able to regain control of the
music.
That
could be plausible, that she was willing to pay for it back then, but they didn't allow her to, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
I saw a lot of women on social media, maybe these are just ones that went viral, crying when she got her music back.
Well, it didn't affect any of us, right? Well, like, I'm not, it's not like I'm a Swiftie, but I mean, anybody... It's a fan. Doesn't affect you, does it?
Maybe the Orville's were
the Swifties.
Yeah, well, I mean, out of all of us, his wife and his daughter like them.
Yeah, clearly.
Like, were they super excited? Was it a talking point?
I think they were happy with it, but they weren't like posting videos of themselves crying and lose their minds about it.
And I thought that was ridiculous. But then, you know, your team wins a championship, and people and guys are crying all the time about how much it means to them. So I don't know. It seems so silly to me.
I mean, I would think if you're a fan of their music, it doesn't matter to me. Let's say, give me a band. If OAR sold their catalog to someone and they started releasing, I don't know, re-releasing stuff. I don't think I would care. I still like the OAR guys. I still like the music, right? I don't think I would care.
It's more of a personal thing between the artists and whoever they're beefing with.
I mean, I wouldn't want my guys to feel like they were getting run over.
So apparently, there maybe is also some personal animus between Swift and Braun, so she might 100%. Not have minded another company buying her.
For some reason, there is. I don't know why.
But apparently, Braun, she accuses him, along with Kanye West and Justin Bieber, of a coordinated bullying attack.
Mm. All right, whatever. Poor Taylor was bullied. The billion-dollar superstar.
Well, I mean,
the music industry.
Well, Kanye ran on stage and basically humiliated her.
And he used and he used a message, I guess, a leaked phone call in one of his songs.
Yeah, I'm aware of all those incidents. The Kanye thing, she just was a side note to that. That was more, he was trying to make it about Beyonce.
Did he take the mic out of her hand?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, he definitely stole her moment.
He was out of control.
Yeah, I mean, he was out of pocket, as the kids would say, Cakes.
Hasn't Taylor embarrassed people through her music? All her ex-boyfriends?
Well, she definitely does that.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely.
I feel that bad for her.
But she said she was sad and grossed out that Braun specifically got control of her.
Well, I don't know. Grow up, honey. It's okay. You're going to be just fine.
I think she was fine.
Did she buy it? What was the number she bought it for? What are they saying? $300 million?
It was reported $600 million, but then they said that's highly inaccurate. Oh. So probably nobody knows.
Damn it. You triggered something in my brain, and then we got off. Now I can't remember what I wanted to bring up off of that story.
I can't get into your brain.
Here's what it is. So I listened to more of the Morgan Wallen while I was traveling. Valdez, I want to come back to the Morgan Wallen double album. The more I listen to it, the more, like anything, it's growing on
me. You love it.
Yeah. So initially I listened to it. I went, the only ones I like are the ones I've already heard of. Now I keep listening to it, and I'm just liking it more. Because I just like him, the artist.
It's okay.
It might be just okay, but I think you're going to come back to it, and you're just going to know all these songs. Like in 2 years, you're going to know a lot of these songs.
How much Morgan Wallen is on the Purple Heart playlist for tomorrow?
There's some.
This is a good barometer. There's some. Good indicator.
Dude, he has bangers that you like, for sure.
Well, there's going to be a couple more, because actually, currently, I'm sending Valdez songs, so in about 10 minutes, there'll be five more Morgan Wallen songs.
And he's actually big. You were pro on the double album immediately.
Yeah, I was all over it. I know, Ball. I mean, that album, it will age like wine, but it is going to
age well.
Yeah. But it's also just going to have many hits this summer. Like, there's a bunch already that are set in stone, just waiting for July to start.
Now, if you want Morgan Wallen slander, because you just are unfazed by him, almost everybody that I know that's seen him in concert say he's kind of boring on stage. Like, he doesn't really do anything. Just stands there.
No, he was awesome in concert.
Oh, that's not what I've heard.
Oh, I saw him at FedEx.
You loved him?
He was great.
I've heard that the live shows, he
sounded great. It was a good performance.
You got
played all the hits.
I have to see it for myself. But I need to see him in person.
I'm hoping there's still a healthy dose of my guy Brett Michaels, some hair metal,
of course, there's the Cakes influences
the standards
in the playlist.
Yeah. Standards. Got to play the hits.
We'll have to add some pop. What?
Any pop in there?
Yeah, there's definitely pop in there.
Like, you put in like a Biebs hit or two, like it's just ubiquitous, massive.
I don't know if there's any Biebs in there. If you were playing in the Purple Heart, we would throw music tailored to you.
Nice.
I need to add.
But I have a wild palette.
Now I need to add some Bad Bunny for JP.
Yeah, you gotta put in some.
You've been to more Bad Bunny concerts than
I've
been to.
That's true. Very good point.
Hey, I've only been to one.
It's just a joke.
I've been told that Taylor Swift getting her music back is just like Josh Harris regaining control or taking control from Dan Snyder.
Ah, okay.
The Swifties.
But, yeah, but how? Because Dan Snyder ruined us.
Well, Scooter Braun ruined all the old music that people loved.
How?
Well, because they could no longer listen to enjoy the music.
Why?
Because an evil man owned it.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't think it's comparable. I appreciate the attempt. I don't think that's comparable. Dan Snyder literally ruined our team with decisions he made. Just because some devil owned your music, it doesn't make the music any different. Songs still bangers.
For them, they did. It hurt. Huh? It hurt to listen to. It hurt Taylor, so it hurt them. I don't know. I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Trying to wrap your arms around it.
I just know it's a big deal to the Swifties.
So they literally were posting all over TikTok and everything and crying.
Oh, yeah. There's a girl from Bars. Her name's like Kelly Keegs. I just saw
Oh, yeah. I know she is.
She was sobbing.
You're kidding. That's embarrassing.
On one of the Barstool posts.
That's embarrassing.
Of course, the comments were very kind to her.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they were.
Isn't she a little bit older, Kelly Keegs?
I don't know anything about her. I just know that.
Yeah. She's like a 6.
No comment.
Yeah.
You're going to stay away.
No comment. Yeah, yeah. Probably less than a 6.
Yeah. I know who Kelly Keegs is. Anyway, all right. Well, I hope the Swifties, I hope the Allvilles can sleep better.
They're fine. Everybody's okay.
I didn't even know it was making like massive news. I was so out of the loop.
I mean, your algorithm is all probably golf influencers. Dude, and
I was on the plane.
God chiropractors. Remember, he was into chiropractors?
Yeah, I was on the plane, and because, you know, the word golf trip had been said a few times, all I was getting was reels of guys on golf trips hammered, crashing their golf carts. Okay? It's all I was getting. And I couldn't stop watching them, though, because that's the kind of dumb stuff I like.
Sure.
I'm watching over and over and over, guys just hammered, going downhill, then going through a bunker, crashing, flying 40 feet in the air, just drunk, over and over and over. And I'm laughing out loud on the airplane.
Are you sitting next to somebody you know or a stranger?
No, I was sitting next to like an 18-year-old woman who looked like she was like from, I don't know, East Africa or something, like a really dignified woman or whatever, and she had a young baby.
Mm-hmm. And Cakes, she could have been famous. You could have been famous in the age of social media. Didn't you have a cart that flipped over because you jumped out for a golf ball?
He wrecked crashed into a tunnel.
I almost ran over somebody's, like, almost snapped somebody's leg in half looking for a lime green golf ball at Lake Arbor back in the day.
I thought it flipped over.
I think I scratched the tunnel. Slammed into the tunnel.
Yeah. But, I mean, come on.
But we weren't ejected.
I was, like, 16 years old. I mean, that's what you should do when you're 16. I just remember EB telling the story that you saw the ball.
Can you imagine
while driving it jumped off the cart?
Can you imagine being that hammered where you are crashing golf carts?
And I was sober. Jason, I was completely sober.
Like Indy 500 crashes. Yeah, I know. Where the cart disintegrates.
These guys are idiots.
It's like what my buddy said. They're so hammered.
I know.
They're like on the first tee of their golf trip, and they're so hammered already.
Coming up next, the Commanders are in the midst of OTAs. How big of a season do we expect from Jaden Daniels? MVP? Or are you concerned about a soft?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
More slump. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. What's more likely, Cakes? A Jaden Daniels MVP in his second season?
Yep.
Or a sophomore slump?
Jaden Daniels MVP.
I know where he's going with that.
Jaden Daniels MVP. I mean, he scratching the surface as a rookie. He gets upgrades to the offensive line. He gets a new weapon in Deebo Samuel. Bring back Noah Brown. Terry McLaurin's going to get re-inked to an extension at some point. Arrows pointing up. No sophomore slump. No step back in year two.
I tend to agree with you. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Just put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs, your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Here's the thing about sophomore slumps. Happens to some guys, mm-hmm. but we've also heard people say that rookie quarterbacks who get playing time tend to have a sophomore jump. And let's take a look at C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud, really good rookie campaign. Would you say last season was a sophomore slump? Maybe. He didn't play terrible.
I mean, the numbers just weren't as good.
Well, you also have to factor in Nico Collins missed a big stretch of the season.
Yeah.
Tank Dell had an underwhelming season. He went out with a major injury at some point. I can't remember exactly when that was. So you take your top one, two of your top three offensive weapons away from a quarterback, they'll tend to struggle. These things can happen.
800-636-1067.
I mean,
so I would vote MVP is more likely.
If you look at Stroud's first two years, 23-5 and then 20-12, and then 38 sacks to 52 sacks, the ratings and the QBR were significantly lower. Completion percentage was 8 points lower. Actually, no, sorry. No, it was about it was pretty even, sorry. But yards were down. So I would say for Stroud in particular, the numbers were considerably down.
So you'd consider it a slump?
I would consider that a slump, yes.
Maybe some people would think that it's going to be a slump. They were 12-5 last year. Some of us said they might have a better team but don't win as many games this year. The thing about Jaden, I don't feel like his game is a gimmick. He runs. I don't think he's like RG3, which it felt like more of a gimmick, that the league wasn't ready for read option. And then once you took that away,
yeah,
he faded into obscurity.
Well, part of the reason why he faded away, too, is that the running was diminished. It wasn't the same. Maybe that would happen if Jaden had a similar injury. Do we know, by the way, if those viral photos of him looking all jacked were, like, real? Like, allegedly he has put on a few pounds, but I listened to Keim, and he said, He's put on a little bit, but he doesn't look like he's like Schwarzenegger.
Well, Kingsbury said the same thing.
We had Javala on last week, and she said he didn't look that
he looked
much
the same.
Different.
Yeah. So what were those photos? Were they like AI?
Maybe. No. I think sometimes your arm can look like at the shadow.
Yeah.
I think he's slightly bigger.
Yeah. Like they said his arm might be, strength like was his, actually
his
a little bit
better. His frame's about the same, but like he maybe did curls. So his biceps
maybe
are a little bit bigger.
Maybe he went out there right after he lifted. It's like when Valdez goes to the beach, he got that pump in before he goes to the beach.
Then you peel your shirt off.
Yeah.
Flex them.
I'd vote an MVP campaign is more likely. He can win he was top 10 in the MVP last year. What did he finish, seventh?
I don't know.
I think he finished sixth or seventh.
Yeah, roughly.
I mean, to be MVP, you know, we were talking about this during the break. Valdez brought it up. It's true. Your team has to be really good. So you got to be one of the top two teams probably in your division. They should be able to do that.
I think
you have to be the one or two seed in the conference. Like,
yeah.
Like you have to be the number one or number two
because they're not going to.
I think it's more likely.
Wild card teams usually don't.
Wild card teams
don't have MVPs.
Don't have
he's not
going
to win MVP, but he's also I don't think going to have. He's closer to being an MVP. Like he'll move up in that versus having a cataclysmic.
Well, it also it depends on how you define slump. I mean, some people would say, all right, so if he had 25-9 last year, right? He was 25-9, completed 69% of his passes. Yeah, obviously, he ran for a ton of yards. So if he has 23-10 next year, some people will say, oh, that was a slump.
I would actually say I would be disappointed if he only throws 23 touchdowns.
Yeah, okay.
If he plays 17 games.
So you would say that would be a slump.
I would say it would be a disappointment.
He's going to be higher than.
I think him on 30.
But what if he increases the touchdowns but also increases the interceptions?
I expect that to happen.
Yeah.
30.
So it just depends.
12 is a good, like. I would be happy with that.
Are you including rushing touchdowns, or that's just 30 passing touchdowns?
Passing. I don't know. I think he'll run for a bunch, but I don't know. Like, getting in the end zone, I don't know how that, you know, I can't, how do you predict that on run? I don't know.
Well, I mean, if he runs for 900 yards, I'm going to expect him to score six or seven touchdowns.
I don't think he's going to run for as many yards as last year.
Maybe he runs for 800.
I mean, that's only 90 yards less.
He was scratching 900 last year, and he missed chunks of games.
I just think that maybe he's not going to run as quite as much. Hopefully not going to need to. Not going to need to save us.
Need to look at his rushing total, his prop.
So Jaden did finish seventh in the MVP race last year. Here were the guys ahead of him. Josh Allen wins the MVP. Lamar Jackson second. Saquon Barkley third. But really a distant third. Quarterbacks, if you look at the points, there's 378 points to 352. Mm-hmm. So pretty close. First place votes were all to Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, 27 to 22. After Barkley, Joe Burrow was fourth. Jared Goff fifth. Mahomes sixth. Jaden Daniels seventh. So last season he finishes sixth amongst quarterbacks.
Think about that. The fact that Burrow was fourth, and he was distantly fourth. That guy threw 43 touchdowns and had 9 picks.
Mm-hmm.
He had an unbelievable year.
His team missed playoffs.
I know. That's what it comes down to. That's why we're talking about
because they never win in September.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think he's going to have early a year. Games. I just don't think he's going to have a year where he drops off significantly, where it's like 24 and 18 or something. Like he's just an interception machine.
So you're hovering between the two. You got to vote for one. He's going to win the MVP, or he's going to have a sophomore slump.
In a vacuum, or you know, whatever, in a dichotomy like that, I would take MVP. He's not going to have a slump. Yeah. He's not going to have a massive slump.
If it's one or the other, you'd say MVP, but it's probable that he's not going to win the MVP and he's not going to have a slump.
I would bet on this. And Cakes would probably bet. He might take my bet. And I'm pro Jaden. I think he's going to the Hall of Fame. I want to always preface that. But I won't be shocked. I would probably bet, out of just like a pure numbers thing, he's going to probably throw a couple more interceptions, right? It's hard to only throw less than 10 every year. And I would bet he's probably going to rush for less than he did last year. That doesn't mean it's going to be a worse year.
He might. I mean,
that's just like within realm of reason.
On FanDuel right now, for 750-plus regular season rushing yards in 2025, Jaden Daniels is plus 110.
Right, so that's the number.
I'd take the over. He might run for less. We don't know how Cliff Kingsbury is going to treat it, right? If you look at season one with Jaden Daniels, he started off very conservative. Then you saw Jaden starting to run the ball a little bit more and get more comfortable as the season progressed. Then they have kind of the hiccup where they lose 3 games in a row. And then you said, let Jaden cook. And he pretty much did after that.
Yeah, because
he led the team in rushing.
They needed him. He had to step up.
He led the team in rushing in weeks 15, 16, and 17. I think Mariota led the team in rushing in week 18.
Don't you think?
The running backs weren't able to have much success. So Jaden just took over.
But don't you think now with Laremy Tunsil there anchoring the left side and assuming Connerly gets to where they think he's going to get in that offensive line, you know, moving guys inside.
He won't have to run as much.
He's not going to have to run as much.
Well,
because he's
going
to be able to execute those throws.
He's their best runner. He's the best runner
on
the roster. It's not even close.
I think he's the best athlete on the team.
I brought this up last week.
But the design runs might decrease.
You could
say Lamar Jackson's running less, but it's not dramatically less.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like he's only going to rush for 300 yards. I'm saying like maybe 100 yards less.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaden's
not expecting to rush for 1,000 yards.
But I think that when Jaden is your best weapon, particularly on third and shorts and fourth and shorts, the reason they had such a great conversion rate is they put him on the edge and were like, make a play.
Right, right.
And Jaden made a play. Like, those are things that Cliff Kingsbury doesn't really scheme up. It's because you got Jaden Daniels there.
But he how many times converted third and fourth downs where the play collapsed and he just took off.
That's what I'm saying.
It was Jaden. But he's not going to have to do that as much, hopefully, with a better line, with better protection.
I don't know. I just think that's part of his game,
Or he has an uptick in rushing because the line is so much better and they just keep leaning into his superior rushing ability.
Yeah, but they don't want to if they don't have to. They want him to just kill you from the pocket if they can in a perfect world.
Yeah, but they also want to blend. They know that his rushing is special.
They're
going to dial it back that much. Like he had 148 carries last season.
Yeah, but how many of those were designed?
I don't know. I'm just going by.
Honestly, 100? Let's say 100.
No idea.
I wouldn't know either. I would say the designed might be similar, but him having to take off and run might be less.
I would. Here's what I would say. I would want him to continue running. Like, I'm looking at Kyler Murray's stats. Kyler Murray, his second season in the pros, ran for 819 yards. Then, when people started to question whether he was a good quarterback, he only ran for 400 back-to-back seasons. Now, he had some injuries in those seasons. And then last season, 572. Like, when was he at his best? I think was that second year when he was running as much as he did. Like, don't make a dual-threat quarterback just a single-threat quarterback.
They're not, but the team's gotten better. So I think they're going to have to rely on him to be a freak, hopefully a little less.
Yeah, I'd say a little less.
Yeah.
But towards the end of the season, last four or five games, he was running more than 10 times per game.
Yeah.
So maybe dial it back to 8 or 9. Don't dial it back to 5.
Well, I'm not sure that was designed. Half of those are when the play collapsed.
I would say half were probably designed.
Say half.
Yeah.
The play collapsed, and he would have to create something with his genius, ability. But I don't think they wrote in there, we're going to run him 10 times a game.
Yeah, but that ability to make plays off schedule, as they say, that's part of the reason they draft him. That's part of the reason Dan Quinn said he was a game changer.
Well, he's also a game changer because he's so good without it, too.
He's very good at both, but I don't think they're going to dial back to rushing as much as you might think.
I'm not saying the design stuff.
Like, he had 148 carries last year. I think he's
130.
I don't think he gets reduced by that much.
That might be what I'm talking about. I'm not saying 50.
Kyler Murray's been in the league for 6 years. Jaden Daniels outrushed him for all of his years in year one.
Right. Yeah.
And that was with him going out with a rib injury after the first series the Panthers.
And look, I think he's better than Kyler Murray, but and we saw Kyler Murray this year. When he doesn't run the football, he's not good.
He's very mediocre.
Right? And I'm not saying that Jaden can't be good without the running, but I know a guy like Kyler Murray, when he all of a sudden just becomes a pocket passer, meh.
He's very containable.
Well, I mean, when he's that this happens. Tall. I mean, he comes up to the tackle's ass.
Yeah.
But when he runs, he's special.
I know, I noticed watching him, there's a lot of times where he can run and he just refuses to.
Kyler. Right. And I wouldn't want that to be Jaden Daniels' plight.
I don't think that'll be the issue. I think the play will be there and he'll execute it.
All right, we'll take some of your calls next. We're making this a binary decision. A binary choice.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Jaden Daniels wins the MVP in his second season, or he has a sophomore slump. Your call's next at 800-636-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
106.7. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Remember, Chelsea Janes, Washington Post, national MLB writer, is going to join us coming up at 8:25. We'll talk about the Nats, who closing on 500, had a good road trip, taking 4 out of 6. But right now we're talking about Jaden Daniels and the expectations for next season, which a lot of people have very lofty expectations. Is he more likely to win the MVP or suffer a sophomore slump?
More likely to win MVP. And in regards to the rushing thing that makes him so special, I agree. To me, it's just logical. You get better up front, there's going to be less fire drills in a perfect world. So they're not going to need him to be Houdini as many times. Will they still, play call as many as they did last year? Probably. But hopefully, S hits the fan less, which means he needs to take off less. To me, it's just intuitive. He's going to have less rushing attempts this year than last year. That's not a slight against him. It's not a slight against anybody. It's because the team, hopefully, is better. That's my theory. I don't know.
They should be better, but again, the schedule is a bit more daunting, but I just feel like Jaden is—he's up to the challenge. He's a good enough talent where I don't really look at the fact that they faced a bunch of bum quarterbacks toward the second half of last season.
There was a bunch.
There were. But I just feel like Jaden Daniels is so special that he's going to be ready for the moment whenever he's facing top tier quarterbacks or a second or third stringer. It doesn't matter to him. Like he'll elevate his game to match or surpass whoever he's facing.
I think as far as the running, he's going to have a similar trajectory as Lamar Jackson. It's come down a little bit, but last year Lamar ran it 139 times.
Mm-hmm.
Year before that, he ran it 148.
Mm-hmm. Like if he appears in 15 games, he's a lock to rush for 750 yards, in my opinion. Like if he starts 15 or 16 games, he will crest that 750 rushing yard number.
And remember, Lamar had Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can give the ball to him.
And he still ran that much.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if he doesn't have Derrick Henry, maybe those numbers go up.
Yep. All right. Let's pass some of these calls. We could debate it all day long. Let's go to Shane calling from Switzerland. No, that can't be true. It can't be possible. Shane.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, Junks? Good morning. How y'all doing this fine morning?
Shane? Which part of Switzerland are you in?
He's called in before.
I'm in Bern.
Bern?
Yeah, you've called in before.
I don't remember, but okay.
Yeah, I called in a couple of times. I build the data centers out there in part of the neck of the woods. So
right.
I'm over here for my holidays, and I'll be back there.
Now you own a home there?
I do.
Okay.
Are the Commanders big in Switzerland?
Actually, they are.
They are.
They love the Swiss over here, especially the German Swiss, they love American football.
Oh, really?
They love anything to do with American sports. Absolutely. Basketball, baseball. Hell, sat there and watched Wiffle Ball if you'd let them watch it.
Do you ever see Jaden Daniels jerseys out in the wild there?
I have not since I've up here, but you see the old, like, there's a lot of, like, Sean Taylor. I've seen a lot of Riggos out here.
Okay.
Really? But I've not seen a Jaden Daniels yet out here so far. A lot of Scary Terry's out here, but no, that's about it. So, yeah.
All right. So what do you think?
It depends what, like Lurch said, it depends what you mean by a sophomore slump. Is it going to, like, the wheels completely fall off and miss the playoffs? I don't think so at all. I think he's got a good coaching staff. I think the offensive line was a big need, and they improved that. I'm with JP on this one. First time I've actually agreed with him on anything in 20 years of this show.
He finally came around to the right side.
I know. I mean, I finally, after 20 years, right, 25 years. But here's the thing. I do believe he's going to rush for a little bit more because that's part of his game. You're telling him that that's a very important part of his game. You take that away, then what? He's just going to be like an average quarterback, right? I think he's going to be more MVP candidate than a sophomore slump. And I think the defense, though, is going to help him make and break it. Like, if we're always playing behind, yeah, I can see a lot more turnovers like that. But the defense has got to help him out this year. And the schedule's not going to be cupcakes like it was last year. So, and plus, this is the second year coming in the league. So, let's see what these coaches are going to do. They're going to coach up the other team. So, they got a game film on him. They got tape on him. So, let's go out there and see what he can do. But I think the kid's the most talented quarterback in our division. And I think in about year three or four, he'll be the number one quarterback in the league. Watch and see.
Mm. All right, they may have all the tape on Jaden Daniels. I mean, they could fill rooms with it. But when it's fourth and three and he sticks the ball in B-Rob's gut and then takes off with it, good luck catching him. Good luck stopping him.
Well, think about the Tampa playoff game.
Teams were trying to do that all last season and couldn't stop it.
Remember the Tampa playoff game? It's tied. There's less than a minute to go. They have a third down. They're going to kick the field goal, but they don't want to give Tampa the ball back. Mm-hmm. And Jaden drops back, and that big defensive end is right on him.
Yeah.
Right on him. Yeah, and all he could do is grab his towel.
Yeah.
He dives for the first down. They milk the clock all the way down to 3 seconds and hit the game winner.
All right, let's go to Jason in Laurel. Jason, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Junks. Love to talk to you guys again. Been a fan forever.
Thanks, man. Sorry about Laurel.
For me, it's no question. It's he's much closer to MVP than a sophomore slump. And if I can real quick,
yeah,
I don't think anybody puts the work in that he does.
Right.
We've got an amazing coaching staff. The upgrade of the offensive line, Debo. I honestly think you guys are maybe missing the mark, in my opinion, about rushing. I bet he rushes for more yards and more carries. You guys might forget in the opener last season, I think he had 16 carries.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have ran even more last year and been more effective running if the running complemented him. You know, B-Rob did not really get a lot from Jaden rushing like we saw Alfred Morris get from RG3. I think the run game's improved this year, and I think he might run even more, and I think the offense is going to run even more. And our secret sauce with him getting yards, completions, touchdowns is our efficiency of our offense is insane, and I think that continues. And that's why I think he'll be the MVP, and we win the Super Bowl.
Well, I hope you're right. From your lips amazing. To God's ears. The one thing I am concerned about is the historic rate they were on in like third and fourth down conversions. I think specifically fourth down conversions.
Was it like 89%?
I mean, it's something like that's never been done before.
That can't continue.
It. Yeah. That's what's a little bit scary.
Okay, but what if it dips from 89 to like 83%?
That's not really a dip.
I think it's going down 6%. Below that. I think it's going down below that.
Yeah. I don't think he could be anywhere near 80-some percent on fourth downs for the
year. And they had a bunch of them.
When you go for them all the time.
Yeah.
Again, though, I'm curious how Kingsbury approaches it. And I know you're going to say some of these were not designed runs. But after they had that three-game losing streak and they went on the tear, which ended up being 7 straight wins, this is how many times he ran the ball in the games. 9, 11, 9, 16, only 4 against Dallas. Now he only played half that game in that Mariota finished that game. Playoffs, 13, 16, and then only 6 against Philly. Mm-hmm. But that was a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seemed to lean into the running, and he seemed to lean into the running.
Season was on the line.
Right.
Season was on the line. Hopefully.
But that's when they were winning. My point is the formula. When they're winning 7 in a row, he's rushing double digits.
He put the team on his shoulders. I'm hoping that he doesn't have to put the team on his shoulders as much this year. That Debo's going to help. That the improved offensive line's going to help. That the defense is going to be better. That they're not going to... He doesn't... If he needs to be Superman every week, we're doomed.
Is he? Does he need to be Superman, or is he helping the offense make the defense have to figure things out? They have to take him into account. It's less predictable.
I think if he's rushing 16 times a week, we're in trouble.
But I think Debo being there is going to take some of those carries away, and he's not going to have to run as much on the design stuff.
Stay upright, if he can stay healthy,
of course,
and which dogged him last season.
Of course, you can say that about any player.
Yeah,
but in terms of the design stuff, you're going to see Debo taking three or four of those carries away from Jade.
All right, let's go to Paul in DC. Paul, what's up?
Hey, fellas, man. Hey, man, I love this one this morning. I'll tell you something. I look at a lot of the tapes now, all of them now, not just to be looking at them, but basically to see where our needs was fitting in.
Right.
And then I started looking at one thing, is two things about Kingsbury and J5, is that a lot of those designed runs that he was making, to me, it seems as though that they didn't have the confidence that B-Rob was going to be able to make those runs. So a lot of them, they designed it because he had to make those runs.
Right.
I agree with you fellas on that. With adding all of what we've added, the pieces that we've added in, I believe that he is going to have MVP numbers, but I think it's going to really come on the leadership part of it, because one thing in looking at it, that guy is a playmaker. He makes football plays. And that's going to be our advantage right there. And that's what's going to make him an MVP.
Well, I also just think, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy. That's the work ethic. I mean, he's still getting in at 5 a.m. He's putting in the extra work. That's what the great ones do. The Kobe's, the LeBrons, the Brady's,
he's
the
always
going to
be on that grind.
Yeah.
Always.
They work harder than everybody else. They have a gift, and they work harder than everybody else.
No question. 800-636-1067 is the number. Chelsea Janes, Washington Post, will join us as we talk about the red-hot Nats, who took 4 out of 6 on the road. That's coming up at 8:25 here on The Junk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.